Central Valley Health wants to remind college students it's time for a yearly flu shot. Flu shots are the best defense against seasonal influenza. Central Valley provides flu shots daily from 8 to 4:30. No appointment needed. Bring your insurance card and our experienced nursing staff will help you stay healthy throughout the school year and answer any questions you have. No line, no waiting, no appointment at Central Valley Health. Call us at 252-8130 or stop by 122 2nd Street Northwest in Jamestown.
Time for another edition of the Central Valley Health Jimmy Football Spotlight. And we are going to be talking with senior defensive end Gavin Pansiro today from Las Vegas, Nevada. Gavin, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good on this fine Thursday morning.
Well, thanks for stopping by today. And I always ask the guys on the air to kind of get their first taste here. Are you a little nervous or are you excited?
I'm pretty excited. I'm a pretty laid back guy. So
good. Well, I'm excited too. It's a good chance to get to know you guys a little bit because I always feel like I know your names. I know where you're from. I've watched you play football for 4 years, but I never actually get to interact with you as much as I would like. So this is fun and a chance for me to get to know you and for all of our listeners to get to know you as well.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I said you're from Las Vegas already, but why don't you tell us a little bit about what it's like growing up in Las Vegas?
So yeah, Las Vegas is definitely a completely different experience growing up, that's for sure. It's funny because I was actually born in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and moved to Las Vegas when I was 4, so I don't have too much memory of that, but I definitely consider Vegas kind of my home. At least it was. I mean, North Dakota is now, but it definitely is completely different. Big town, lots of things going on, and everyone from North Dakota wants to go there. So
yes, yeah, that is true. Thankfully, Allegiant flights are cheap.
That is something that benefits me too.
Yeah, so. I would imagine. So when you were making the decision to come to Jamestown, what was going through your mind when you made this decision to come here?
Yeah, so I one thing I wanted to do is I wanted to venture out. I wanted something different. You know, I've grown up in a big city, all these city lights, and it wasn't necessarily boring to me, but, it was just something that I guess I grew complacent to, and I wanted something different. I wanted my college experience to be something foreign to me, and I looked at a couple different schools up around this area, like Presentation and Cincinnati Christian University. And, I visited Jamestown one in the February winter. I remember it was snowing on my visit, and I absolutely loved it. So I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to commit here, and I'm going to, do my 4 years of college here and play football at the University of Jamestown. And I have not regretted it since, so. I'm pretty happy that I chose it.
Well, and we're happy you chose it too. You've been a big contributor the last couple of years. When you first jumped onto campus, with that visit, what were your initial thoughts of Jamestown on the campus? Because from what I hear from a lot of people, that it was the atmosphere that kind of took them.
Yeah, definitely. Having a small community that definitely supports the college is something that's absolutely spectacular. Going from a big city, you don't always get support from the surrounding city just because sometimes, people are oblivious to other things that are going on. But the University of Jamestown definitely has a huge presence here in Jamestown. And that's definitely something I've been able to feel. And it's just been a huge, huge amount of support that I've never really felt before. People truly bleed orange out here. That's something that I really, really appreciate. And I'm never going to forget. It made my college experience definitely something that's just truly amazing. So,
Gavin Pansiro, our guest here on the Jimmy Spotlight. And, you just actually told me you came from a job interview. So let's talk a little bit about your future plans. What's your major, first off?
Yeah, so I'm an accounting major, which definitely has been a big struggle. But, it's been super awesome to learn how to time manage, my academics and athletics. So.
Well, what's the future plan? What do you want to do with that accounting degree someday?
So I definitely want to go ahead and work probably for some type of accounting firm, and eventually get my CPA license and probably become a CPA and probably just do that for the rest of my life. Possibly go to law school and become a tax attorney. I'm still kind of teetering on both of those. Probably go to UND if I do that. I'm taking my LSAT here soon, so that should be interesting to see what goes from there. So,
is your how you do on the LSAT, is that going to be kind of a determining factor, or are you just kind of waiting to see, you know, what you're feeling here?
You know, I don't think the LSAT's too much a determining factor. It's more of, I guess, you know, how this next spring goes, and kind of feeling out, I guess, how my accounting, you know, how I guess how the accounting feels, and if I really want to pursue a CPA rather than law. You know, either way, I know I'm probably going to be around tax a lot. It's just more, do I want to go through law school and go down that route to be a tax attorney, or just to be a true CPA? So I think that's just something that's probably going to end up being decided sometime in the spring. So,
what are some of your interests outside of football?
I'm a huge car guy, that's for sure. Everyone on the team knows. I'm definitely a car geek. I've owned, I think, 15 cars since I've been up here. I buy and sell cars left and right, and I actually ended up saving up after I've bought and sold a few, and actually ended up buying a Corvette this past summer, so that's been really, really awesome. So I go around as like the car geek kind of guy around the team. So
I would imagine the Corvette probably isn't winter friendly.
No, it's definitely not up here. I'll probably end up bringing it up in maybe in the springtime, because like I said, I'll be staying up here and sticking around North Dakota. So. Yeah, it'll be up here eventually, just not anytime soon.
Yeah. Wait till winter comes and goes. But you know, living in North Dakota, sometimes winter feels like it lasts for 10 months out of the year.
Oh yeah.
Did you play any other sports outside of football?
So not in college, but back in high school, I played lacrosse, which I guess is kind of foreign. It was even foreign on the West Coast. It's definitely more of an East Coast sport. It hasn't really taken off. But it was a really cool sport, really awesome to play, and, you know, it was a good experience. I did track and field a little bit, threw discus and shot, but definitely only in college. I only have time for football.
Yes, for sure. And yeah, you mentioned lacrosse. That's a sport that is very heavily on the East Coast, but it's starting to grow a little bit across the country.
Yeah, definitely. It started taking off. It's definitely not a mainstream sport, but it's grown popularity a lot lately. So it's been really awesome to play. I started playing that in middle school, actually. And, yeah, it was really awesome. I played on a travel team and traveled across the United States. It was really, really cool.
I bet you got to see some cool places.
Oh, yeah. I've all across California, Utah, kind of all over the West Coast I've been, so it was really awesome.
Well, you've spent almost 4 years here as a Jimmy. What does being a Jimmy mean to you?
Being a Jimmy, you know, there's so many things that pop in my head, but just having pride in being here and being a part of the University of Jamestown, you know, it's a special place. It really is. And, you know, knowing that you're a part of something that's way bigger than you and that is going to give back to you more than you've put in is just something that, you know, you'll never forget. It's honestly truly amazing. The university has honestly changed my life, and I couldn't thank them anymore. I mean, it's really just been an absolute great honor this past 4 years. So, yeah, it's been absolutely amazing.
Well, you're playing for a new head coach. Brian Mistro took over this spring. What's it like playing for Coach Mistro?
It can be intense at times, that's for sure. He brings the energy, and I absolutely love him as a head coach. You know, being a part of the team for the past 4 years, it definitely needed another change. It was moving in the right direction, but things weren't all there. And, you know, I think Coach Mistro, he brings, I think, what we were missing. I mean, he brings that puzzle piece back, and I think that the team's only going to get better. The culture that he brings and the discipline that he brings to the team is something that we haven't seen before. And it definitely has been a learning curve for the team. So I think that's something that's going to benefit us in the long run.
Now, I know you didn't get to be on the field for the end of the Mud Bowl, but I've got to ask you a little bit about what it was like playing at Raleigh Greenough Field in the absolute mud pit that happened 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. It was super awesome, super, super awesome. I mean, I've never played in a game like that ever. You know, even in high school, it was all turf. So that's just something that's going to be remembered for the rest of my life. I mean, I remember Coach Mistro was talking about that, and it truly is. It's a game that you'll remember for the rest of your life when you're a part of something like that. And to win, I mean, and to go that many overtimes, I mean, it was just – it was amazing. And even though I wasn't on the field, I remember I was way up in the locker room, and I heard us win, and I heard the crowd cheer, and I sang the Jimmy song all the way from up there.
Awesome.
It was with Noah Sloka. Thanks. Shout out to Noah Sloka. But he walked me all the way up there, and yeah, I sang the song all the way up there, and it was something amazing. Even up there, I mean, it's something I'll never forget.
We'll be right back with more with Gavin Pansiero here on the Jimmy Spotlight.
Do you have questions about birth control or sexually transmitted disease? Central Valley Family Planning provides confidential testing and treatment services in Jamestown. Discounts are available for those with or without insurance. Fast, convenient, and confidential services, along with knowledgeable staff to answer your questions. To learn more, call Central Valley Family Planning at 252-8130 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 122 2nd Street Northwest in Jamestown.
Well, it's time for our rapid fire round. I'm going to ask you 10 questions, and I'll try to do 10 questions just to pull the curtain back for people. I lost my sheet that had all my questions on them, so I'm going to try to come up with these on the fly, and we'll find out a little bit about Gavin Pansiero here, the senior from Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's start in here with your favorite movie.
Favorite movie? You know, that's a tough one. I love the Fast and Furious franchise, so I mean pretty much any of those.
Well, I suppose since you're a car guy, you...
Yeah.
Have you seen Gone in 60 Seconds?
No, I haven't.
You should see that movie if you're a car guy.
Oh, I'm going to have to now.
Gone That's in 60 list. Seconds. That's on very, the list. Very, very good. TV show?
TV show. I like Big Mouth, the Netflix series. That's a funny one. I'm definitely a comedy guy. I like Dave Chappelle. It's tough. You know, The Office is always a go-to. Yeah. You can't go wrong with The Office, so I'll stick with those three.
All right. Favorite book?
Favorite book. Man, that's a tough one, too.
we can skip it. Let's go go-to meal.
Go-to meal. Man, I'm trying to come up with these off the top of my head. Let's see. I'll just have to go with a burger, you know. You can't go wrong with just a nice burger with, you know, bacon also. Gotta have bacon.
Favorite junk food?
Ooh. I love any gummy candies. Those are amazing. The gummy lifesavers. I always have those on the road trips. So.
Celebrity crush?
Ooh. I don't even think I have one, to be
really?
Honest.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to say.
That's
maybe,
fine.
Maybe just throw like Kendall Jenner out there or something.
Okay. No, that's good. Let's see what else we got. Person you go to for advice?
Probably my dad. My dad definitely. He definitely gives the best advice. So.
Number one bucket travel destination.
Ooh, Croatia. That's actually my last name, so I know it's been hard to pronounce, but that's it. I'm actually Croatian, so my bucket list destination has always been Croatia.
I actually just booked a trip to Croatia next summer.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Awesome. Are you going to Zagreb then?
We're actually going to Dubrovnik,
okay,
which is in the south of Croatia.
Awesome.
And we actually booked a place that's right across the street from where they filmed Game of Thrones scenes. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, pretty excited about that. All right, last question. First thing you'd buy if you won the lottery?
I gotta go with some cars.
That's what I was gonna say.
Some cars, you know. So a bunch. I couldn't name them all, but definitely some cars.
Well, Gavin, I appreciate you doing this with us today, and good luck this weekend against Midland.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Gavin Pansiero, the senior defensive lineman from Las Vegas, Nevada, joining us here on the Central Valley Health Jimmy Spotlight.